This is Ontario Morning. Good morning, I'm Wei Chan. It's Friday, December 21st. Landlords often suffer from the stereotype of being a calculating, heartless Scrooge-like character. But landlords in Belleville, Brighton, and Prince Edward County will remind you more of the Scrooge at the end of A Christmas Carol, the one who is caring and generous. Earlier this week, the Quinte Landlords Association met up with local social agencies to see if they could help tackle homelessness by helping vulnerable tenants avoid eviction. Robert Gentile is the president of the association and joins us with more. Good morning.
Good morning, and bah humbug, Wade.
Why did you want to play a role in fighting homelessness?
Well, for a few reasons. I grew up as a teenager watching my father be quite generous and helpful to his tenants, many of which came to the table with disabilities or low income or various other difficult hands that they were held or they were given in life. But in Hastings County, we have a housing shortage. We have a homelessness issue. And we have a lot of poverty in our area. And as housing providers and as president of the association, I thought, hey, you know what? We're in a position here to not only just collect rents and make our rates of return, but also to be a part of the solution and be of help in the community.
What are some scenarios that can lead a tenant to having problems with the rent?
There's so many. When you think of people's personal lives and you think of people going through times of difficulty, it can lead to homelessness, being at risk of homelessness. So you have people that have mental health issues, addictions. They might be having relationship problems, going through separation and divorce. They may have a job loss. It may be something as simple as their car broke down and they can't afford repairs. And now they can't get to work. Oftentimes, we see people in difficulty attract the attention of police, and they will come in sometimes with very poor investigations and just on allegations, arrest people and lay charges. And once individuals are drawn into the criminal justice system, now they have to fend for themselves. They're expending thousands of legal fees, and sometimes police heavy-handed tactics can make matters much worse.
And so you want to help them, and you know, not add to that crisis that they're experiencing at that moment.
We sure do. I mean, landlords are often misperceived as rich people smoking cigars and, you know, drinking cocktails and and wanting to evict people. But the truth of the matter is most landlords are simply everyday working people that are trying to get ahead and save for their retirement by having a couple of rental properties on the side. They might be your bus driver. Many landlords in our area are police officers. Some of them work in factories. So these are not wealthy people. They're not in it to be, you know, bullies. They want to simply run their rental properties with good, decent people in them, and they go through troubles themselves. So we as landlords can relate to individuals who are going through tough times, and we want to reach out and be a positive influence in the community, not heavy-handed people, because that's not who we are.
Yeah, and
most of us.
Yeah, and some landlords, they might not even be aware of what is available. So you've actually reached out to many local social agencies. What resources are available to help tenants?
Well, one of the things that we do as an association is we focus on education. And yes, you're absolutely correct. Most of our members have not been aware of the resources that are available, and most tenants aren't aware. So the Quinte Region Landlords Association, that's why we focus on education, because a successful landlord and landlord who's enjoying what they're doing, they're going to be more apt to take the risk on helping their tenants. So the resources that are available, for example, are the Hastings County has a homelessness fund that will help pay rent for individuals who are in dire straits. They may help save a tenancy. This is generally in place for landlords who are willing to work with the local government to keep people housed. There are transportation services available. to get people from point A to point B. There are free meal and food programs. There's mental health counseling. There's addiction counseling. There's free supplements for people that might not be able to afford formula for their babies. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Hastings County publishes a booklet that is full of dozens of services that anybody can access. Some of them are income tested, some of them aren't. That if you're going through a rough time and you need some help financially, that these services are available.
You know, Robert, not all landlords are kind and generous. But how do you see this benefiting them, too, if they needed some convincing?
Well, there's. I think the majority of landlords are kind-hearted and they're good, decent citizens. And there are a small percentage of landlords who are just in it for the money and who may not be as generous. And for those folks, they come from two different places. One may just be hardcore investors that they're just in it for rates of return. Others are struggling themselves because we find that the landlords who are struggling and they're not having a good time in the rental housing industry are typically the ones that are not up to speed with the rules and the regulations. They don't always know what they're doing, so they find this industry a struggle because it's heavily regulated and it's not that inviting for the landlords. So when we what we do to try to convince some of these landlords to look at it from our perspective is we say, if you are educated as to the rules and the regulations and how to be successful, you can enjoy this industry. And when you're enjoying being a landlord and you're being successful, you're more apt to reach out and be generous to your tenants and take those risks. And that's why we have landlords who are members not only in the Quinte region but all across Ontario because of the extensive education that we put out there.
Robert, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us.
Wei, it was a pleasure to be on your show, and thanks for being interested in what we're doing.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
That's Robert Gentile, president of the Quinte Landlords Association. It represents landlords in Belleville, Brighton, Prince Edward County, and Napanee.